Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Thursday, August 8th. You'll be interested to know, today is International Cat Day, honoring our feline friends. Cats, domesticated since ancient times, were revered in Egypt as deities and protectors. They spread worldwide, facing superstition during the Middle Ages, but their status soared again in the 1600s. Since 2002, thanks to the International Fund for Animal Welfare, cats have had their own holiday. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Expect a mix of knee to chest-high waves from the south-southwest early in the forecast. Mornings will be glassy with light offshore winds less than 5 miles per hour. In the afternoons, conditions will become onshore and bumpy with winds ranging from 5 to 10 miles per hour. Friday morning, we'll see stomach-to-shoulder-high swells fading to stomach-high. By the weekend, swells will drop to thigh-to-waist high on Saturday and knee-to-thigh high on Sunday. Thursday at Tourmaline and South San Diego. It's looking clean in the morning until 10 at 2 to 3 feet. Then it ratchets up a bit at 3-plus feet and fair until sunset. Might be the best day this week. Best time to ride is at 5 p.m. with a 2.5-foot outgoing low tide, when the west-southwest swell is 2 feet at 14 seconds and the onshore wind is 7 mile per hour. The first low tide Thursday will be 0.5 foot at 6 a.m. with a 4.5-foot high tide at 12:30 p.m. This morning it's patchy fog and feels like 66 degrees with no wind. The sunset will take place at 7:40. And it will rise again tomorrow at 6:08. It looks like we are in for some sunny weather with a high near 82 degrees. Expect a northwest wind at 5 to 15 miles per hour with gusts up to 25. Tonight will be calm. Looking ahead in the weather, expect patchy fog each morning through Tuesday, clearing by late morning. Days will be mostly sunny with highs near 80. Nights will be partly cloudy with lows in the upper 60s and fog returning after 5 a.m. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, the giant pandas make their public debut at the San Diego Zoo at noon today, marking their return since 2019. Housed in the new Panda Ridge, the habitat is 4 times larger than the previous space, featuring pools, misters, and lush trees. Visitors can obtain complimentary time tickets issued every 15 minutes from 9:30 in the morning to 3 in the afternoon, or join a standby line. Single-day passes cost $74 for adults and $64 for children, with discounted prices on value days. A 60-minute early morning tour is also available. Now on to sports. The Los Angeles Dodgers are eagerly anticipating the return of Mookie Betts, one of their most valuable players, who broke his hand back on June 16th. The team had Shohei Ohtani fill the leadoff spot, where he excelled, hitting 15 home runs in 41 games. Manager Dave Roberts plans to bat Betts second and play him at shortstop, while Ohtani remains the leadoff hitter. Betts has shown impressive stats in the second spot, potentially boosting the Dodgers lineup as they aim to rejuvenate their offense. in local sports. The Padres on the road beat the Pirates 9-8. And tonight, they're back at it for the final game of this series with Pittsburgh. In top news, ultra-processed foods known as UPS are prepackaged items like granola bars, chips, and sodas. These foods are linked to various health issues, including cancer and depression. Research indicates that UPF consumption has surged globally since the 1980s, coinciding with rising rates of obesity and chronic diseases. UPS are calorie-dense, high in fat and sugar, and easy to overconsume. Emerging studies also connect UPS to depression, anxiety, and autoimmune disorders. While reducing UPS intake could improve health, affordability and accessibility make them a staple for many. Societal changes are needed to promote healthier food environments. In business news, Big Lots is planning to close up to 315 stores nationwide, according to a recent regulatory filing. The retailer also disclosed updated loan terms, reducing its credit limit and increasing interest rates. This decision follows an earlier plan to close up to 150 stores. The closures come as Big Lots faces ongoing financial struggles, including a net loss of $205 million in the quarter ending May 4th. Despite opening three new stores, the company expects further losses and has substantial doubt about its future. California will see 75 store closures, while Texas will retain all locations. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just under $57,000. Ethereum is just over $2,400. And Solana is $153. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the San Diego area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class. With locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. A torrential rainstorm has unveiled a significant discovery in southern Brazil, a 233-million-year-old dinosaur fossil. This carnivorous dinosaur, part of the Herrerasaurida family, roamed Pangaea during the Triassic period. Paleontologists are racing to protect this almost fully preserved specimen as continued heavy rains threaten to erode the site at the geopark. Rodrigo Müller from the Federal University of Santa Maria highlights its importance in understanding dinosaur origins. The oldest confirmed dinosaur fossils are 231 million years old, making this discovery potentially groundbreaking. And in entertainment news, Taylor Swift has canceled three concerts in Vienna following the arrest of two men involved in an ISIS-connected terrorist plot. Austrian concert promoter Barracuda Music stated, the Taylor Swift Vienna shows are canceled due to government officials' confirmation of planned terrorist attacks. The suspects, including a 19-year-old living in Turnitz, were arrested after police found chemicals and substances in his home. Vienna State Police confirmed the danger was minimized, but an abstract danger remained. Ticket holders will receive refunds within 10 days. Swift will continue her tour in London and later in Canada. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the British author and journalist, Christopher Hitchens. And he said, owners of dogs will have noticed that if you provide them with food and water and shelter and affection, they will think you are God. Whereas owners of cats are compelled to realize that if you provide them with food and water and affection, they draw the conclusion that they are God. And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.